Some things just don't seem to mix, like oil and water, fire and ice, country and city. But sometimes things mix in unlikely ways and unexpected places. That's what drew us to Appalachia this month, home to old-time mountain music, to pickin' and grinnin'.
Check, check, check. Give him a sound checker, man.
Check, check, check.
Listen to what we found in a small greenhouse on Licking Rock Road up Crafts Collie Hollow, four twisting two-lane miles outside Whitesburg, Kentucky.
Yeah, that's the song.
Where's y'all's big CD at, Yalki?
It's late at night. No coal trucks pound the pavement outside. But inside, hip-hop beats pound out of massive speakers. Danny Vanover checks out different beats on a computer as Mike Shepard and cousins Matt and Shane Childers stand by with microphones. They're all crammed into a back corner room, and they call themselves Baby Shane, Ruckus, Delivery, and Dirty D, the Country Killers.
What you want to do, Dan? Let's move here, man. Country boy or pop, you know, which, y'all want to do something?
Mike Shepard, or Delivery, is clearly the alpha male, fueled by caffeine and nicotine, sweating from an overheated coal-burning stove, but high on the music, he says, which some call hip-hop, but he calls hill-hop.
I kind of labeled it hill-hop back when I first started doing it, because we're from the hills and we cover hip-hop and rap, so I call it hill-hop.
And hick is derogatory to some. Whatever it's called, Delivery says, it's not a white country boy's game of let's pretend.
We don't act black, you know what I'm saying? We don't. You get some of the people we hang out come out here and they want to act, you know, like gangsters and stuff like that. We don't do that. I mean, you know, we love rap. We rap, but, you know, we know where we're from and, you know, we know where we grew up and we know that that's not the way to do it. I want to be real about it.
No jobs in the south, very little to earn. Most mining in the cold, so they fires can burn. Live and learn every day, trying to make a roll away. So we struggle week by week on a lousy pay.
You look at what, you know, Delivery is doing, you know, him and his group, the Country Killers. And, you know, they're taking up this medium of hip-hop and then using it to communicate something about their environment, about their experience.
Ren Pegues is an African-American poet from Philadelphia who travels to southeastern Kentucky, to predominantly white Appalachia, to help budding hick-hoppers write lyrics.
What I thought I was going to find was maybe, you know, a bunch of guys who, you know, had their caps on to the side, who had picked up all the trappings and affectations of thughood. But it turned out not to be that way at all.
I just want to thank everyone for coming out tonight. Appreciate everyone making the time to drive wherever you drove from. And especially want to thank Ren for coming down again.
Two women and four men, including Delivery, Dirty D, and Baby Shane, settle into a circle of couches and chairs, pens and notebooks ready for a lyrics workshop. They were brought together in this old auto showroom in Whitesburg by a regional community arts group called Apple Shop. They're all in their 20s, and they scribble in notebooks as Pegues watches a clock. Almost everybody here has mountain musicians in the family, parents and grandparents who play fiddle, banjo, and guitar. Stacy Sexton has two legendary pickers in her family. She's got banjo in her blood, but hip-hop in her heart.
This is an area based on old-time music, bluegrass, and that's all you ever hear. We never express ourselves different ways.
Hip-hop is so different.
It's very different.
From our culture around here. And it's just sort of fascinating to, I guess, to mesh those two very different cultures together and form something new.
That's Heather Messer, an aspiring cosmetologist. Pegues has given her and the others 5 minutes to write anything they want on the subject of where I'm from. And when they're done, they recite.
I'm from a place where coal warms the hearts of the rich and makes other people freeze in their beds at night.
In every creek on every bank, there's a part to cars and kitchen sinks. My dad works hard and breaks his back. Seems the coal mines is the only track.
This is where I come from, bluegrass, mountaintops, and gravel roads, food stamp poverty, hollows and that no one knows, coal mines, trailer parks, old streets, and junkyards. Where I come from, life is not much different than yours. We got murders, drug dealers, dollar stores, and pawn shops.
You have these guys here in Whitesburg, Kentucky, who actually lend a kind of authenticity to hip hop because they're from an experience that, you know, is about poverty, is about drugs.
Poet Ren Pegues.
You know, he tells stories about being in jail, of course, you know, being evicted, all these things that, you know, were certainly part of the environment that spawned hip hop.
That's not the only inspiration for hip hop. And there's more to the mix than lyrics with hard time coal mine mountain themes. This blend of fiddle, banjo, and beatbox is the product of the first formal hip-hop collaboration 2 years ago. It was also organized by Appleshop, and it involved a hip-hopper from Virginia called Danger Mouth and traditional musician Dirk Powell. Rich Kirby is a mountain musician and historian who sat in on the hip-hop collaboration.
It was the banjo more than the fiddle that seemed to fit with the kind of the rhythms that Danger Mouth was laying down, because basically what you do on a fiddle is play certain melodies, and the banjo in a lot of ways is a rhythm instrument.
It's percussive.
Yeah, exactly. It's a drum with strings. He had this thing that he was playing in some respects almost like a banjo, and there was a whole thing where he was hitting his thumb on a pad to create a percussive sound, and the hand movement was almost exactly like what you would use playing the banjo in the old-time style.
Kirby is not surprised by these musical similarities, because mountain music has its origins in a similar blend of cultures.
This sort of thing has happened a lot of times before, and the banjo itself, you know, the fact is that it is thoroughly African. The foundations for a lot of Southern traditional music were laid in the 18th century when black slaves and white indentured servants were working side by side. That's where the banjo and those very distinctively African rhythms kind of got in, blended in with the melodies and the violin from the British Isles. You know, that's a fusion that's kind of at the heart of traditional music.
Both traditional music and hip-hop loop musical phrases, and in hip-hop, banjo and fiddle riffs are sampled and recycled repeatedly. But this experimental mix isn't strictly musical.
Okay. Time to holler to the hood people. Without further ado, turn a rep for the hood. From Bad News all the way to your neck of the woods. Whiteville to Berkeley, from the pen to the street. Every Monday night at AWMMC. Bring hip-hop to your living room. Thanks to Amelia from Shelf Life to your...
All right, good evening, y'all. This is Amelia, and you're listening to Holler to the Hood here on WMMT 88.7. This is Mountain Community Radio right here in Whitesburg, Kentucky.
Holler to the Hood is a hip-hop program on Appleshop's regional radio station, and its listeners include the rapping prison inmate who opens the show. He tunes in from one of Appalachia's new Supermax prisons, which provided indirect motivation for hip-hop. Nick Saberla is an Appleshop producer.
The short story is, urban prisoners are shipped into our community, which is very rural. And within months, there were reports of racial tension, of abuse by primarily white correction officers. And Human Rights Watch did a report on that.
Saberla was looking for a way to ease that tension. So he consulted with Amelia Kirby, the hip-hop DJ daughter of mountain musician Rich Kirby.
We were just trying to come up with different ways that what can you do to bring urban and rural together. Nick came to me and said, what do you think about putting banjos with hip-hop? And I said, oh, okay, that's a good idea, I think. Let's see. And from there, we've ended up with hip-hop.
What we're doing is I'm singing the first line. I'm singing, you don't know what it is like when a simple country life.
The jury's still out on whether hip-hop has any impact on guards or prisoners, but it has sparked something in some young Appalachians, like this group, gathered for their second workshop night in Whitesburg, Kentucky. They've mixed their new lyrics with a makeshift hip-hop beat, a repetitive chorus, and a faint fiddle.
You don't know what it is like living this simple country life.
The people at Apple Shop plan more hip-hop workshops and collaborations, and they're not alone in using the term. Some popular white hip-hop artists use it, mostly to describe Southern or rural roots. The musical mix is rare, but it seems powerful to those who embrace it.
I'm a white hillbilly boy, you know? I mean, all I want to do is rap.
Mike Shepard, also known as Delivery.
All I want to do is rap. All I want to do is people to hear my voice and what I got to say, because I got a lot to say. And I want them to see the world through my eyes, you know, the way I see it.
Canvas now feel, the portrait is done. It's a strange place to you, but it's where I'm from.
Our story on hip-hop was produced by Petra Mayer and recorded by Ted Mebane. Hear more hip-hop on our website at npr.org. From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Howard Berkus.